to learn again in the Vietnam War. With the best of intentions to spread democracy, we accomplished no more than to lose many fine young men and kill many innocent civilians. I discovered there are some things that my country neither can do nor should try to do. As I learned in Sunday school, the way to hell, as in Vietnam, can be paved with good intentions. I learned that the minority who descended from our policy were the wise ones. When we say blindly that we are God's country, it means as a country we have been blessed with enormous resources, much of which we have squandered on ourselves. In that sense, God blessed America. But there is no evidence that God has blessed our leaders or us with the wisdom to tell the world what it must do, or if they do not listen to us, to hit them with our bombs, which are not much smarter than we are. In such times, I'm reminded of a sermon quoting the highly Christian general Oliver Cromwell, dealing with his religious politicians who claim to speak for God. Quote, "I beseech you in the name of the bowels of Christ to consider that you may be wrong." Close quote. I beseech all of you to hear and consider that we can sometimes be wrong. For all the good efforts of teachers and journalists, I sometimes think that we have failed. The search for truth and getting people to realize it are not easy. The people in power are afraid of the truth and do not like to have their policies questioned. And many ordinary people are afraid to face the truth because it would force them to think. I would like to believe that people like me have improved my country. I am no longer sure. All the great bulk of the 15,000 students I have come to know were good people. I would like to think that in my long life, I and my country have done more good than harm. I am no longer sure. I would like to think that my country has become wiser and more democratic. I am no longer sure. It bothers me deeply as an American that my country, which used to be admired and beloved, is now very widely seen as arrogant and dangerous. Worse it is that many Americans do not seem to care. My last story, you've been waiting for it. In 1960, we traveled to communist Russia, the bright spot of which was meeting a 20-year-old chemistry student who was enamored of America. As we were leaving, he said to us simply, "I know my country has very big problems, but I will do what I can to solve them." We couldn't hear from him until the fall of the Iron Curtain in 1990, and then we found out that he had kept his promise. He had become head of the service in St. Petersburg to improve the environment. The future of our beloved country is up to you, that you will do what you can to improve it. I hope you will take seriously your being blessed as American citizens. You have been given much, and from much can be expected. I should hope that you will take with you that where the free spirit prevails, I deal with you and support us in the effort to save this country from ignorance and prejudice. I hope that when you are old and looking at a mass of bright young people, as I am now, you can say better than I can that the world is better, and some part of that is because of you. May God really bless this country with your being wiser and more unselfish than we have been. Thank you.